The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Hello, hello, happy Halloween, and welcome into Texans Extra Points. We hope you're having a fantastic Saturday night. My name is Drew Doherty. I am your host, and joining me tonight, my good friend DP Sidhu of HoustonTexans.com and Texans Radio and Texans TV, and the man in black, not Johnny Cash, but John McClain of the Houston Texans. We're going to get into the Ring of Fire in a little bit, so I'll just stop with the goofy jokes and get right into the news of the week. We start things off with Texans quick hits, and obviously, number 15, Ryan Mallett, is no longer the quarterback of the Houston Texans. He was let go on Tuesday by the franchise. T.J. Yates comes in and will be the backup, but Bill O'Brien, the head coach, explained why Mallett's gone.
Look, it just didn't work out. It didn't work out. We wish him the best of luck, but it didn't work out here.
Just to get another opportunity to come back to a city like Houston and come back to this team where I have so many friends and know so many people in the organization, it couldn't have been a better situation for me.
The Texans take on Tennessee tomorrow, and the defense needing to do some things better than they did last week against Miami. Nonetheless, J.J. Watt is a bit optimistic.
I feel like we have an opportunity against a divisional opponent on Sunday. I feel like we can go out there and have a great week of practice and put together a good game plan and go out there on Sunday and get a win.
However we start playing in the second half, we got to start from the get-go, you know, because this is the NFL and team is just way too good and people are just way too talented to get down like that and even think you have a chance to come back.
The bulk of the headlines this week have been elsewhere, but perhaps the lead story when you get down to X's and O's about this Texans team is Arian Foster's not going to play again in 2015. He was put on the injured reserve. Nonetheless, O'Brien still has a bit of hopefulness about the future with number 23.
He's a guy that's proven he can come back from injury, and I'm sure once he's able to, you know, rehab it, he'll rehab it very diligently and try to come back. So we're all supportive of him in that rehab.
Okay, like we said, we got DP and John here to talk things about the Texans, and there are many, many ways we can go about what's wrong with this team, what needs to be fixed. But John, in your opinion, where do things need to start as far as fixing this squad?
It's been a real newsworthy week, Drew. Mm-hmm. They weren't running the ball well when Arian was healthy. One of the lowest average per carries in the league. Last year averaged 4.5. I believe the problems on offense start up front. They have not had continuity in the offensive line. I don't know why they don't leave Newton at right tackle, Brooks at right guard, Jones at center, and keep rotating left guards instead of moving everybody around. You've got to have stability. If you can't have stability, you're not going to run the ball.
Yeah.
If you can't run the ball in this offense, it's not going to work.
Yeah, running the ball really has been the magic cure-all this season when the Texans have won. DP, what do you see as far as fixing things? What's your one thing that the Texans have to address first?
Well, on defense, the thing that we hear over and over is tackles, missed tackles. And we saw exactly what happens when you miss a few tackles on a couple key plays against Miami. Four plays of 50 yards or more in the first half was just abysmal, as everyone has said and felt throughout the locker room. They know how to tackle. They just couldn't get the job done. So whether that's wrapping up guys or changing personnel on defense, that's going to be another key topic heading into Sunday's game.
Yeah, but are there ways to jiggle personnel and change things in the middle of the week like this, John?
First of all, they're slow on defense. And if you're going to be slow, you got to take good angles. You got to wrap up when you tackle, as DP mentioned, but you got to be smart. You got to know if that guy's coming through the middle and he's faster than I am, I got to go here and not right at him, as we saw in all the long plays in the first half against Miami. So not only have they tackled poorly, they have not played smart on defense, and teams are running on them up the middle. It's not supposed to happen with Will Fork and Cushing and Raheem Moore.
DP, what do you see in that regard?
Well, you know, there are a lot of injuries on defense. Kareem Jackson has been out. He'll miss Sunday's game against Tennessee. Quentin Demps was back in at safety but didn't get to play a lot. And, you know, when your secondary is injured like that, you see other guys rotating in. And you know, the offense will make plays on you. But John's right. They got to take better angles. And Bill O'Brien addressed it this week in the press conference. These are things that they're definitely going to be working on in practice.
All right. We still got a lot to work on here on Texans Extra Points. And a little bit later, John Harris is going to go behind the scenes, do some X's and O's, and get you ready for tomorrow's matchup. But right now, we go to break with more John Harris and By the Numbers.
19.4. That's the average yards per catch of DeAndre Hopkins in his four career games against the Tennessee Titans. He's atop the NFL in receiving yards this season with 776, and is second in the league in catches with 58. Hopkins is also the NFL leader in receptions on third down with 17. 176. Dexter McCluster is the leading rusher for the Tennessee Titans, and that's how many yards he's gained in 2015. Tennessee struggled to run the ball effectively this season, and the Texans defense is looking to continue those struggles for the crew from Nashville. 6 of 7. A Texans victory on Sunday would be the sixth W in the last seven games against the Titans, and it would push Houston's record on the year to 3-5. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.